Thankfully, the train was just pulling into a station. Choking horribly, he pushed his way through the crowd of people to the opening doors. He stumbled out onto the platform and collapsed a few feet away from the train. Everyone in the subway car with Hiroshi that afternoon was concerned, but they went about their business and let the medics handle the situation. Little did they know that in 24 hours, they too would be in the morgue. 1. The smell of death. The tableau of pain and suffering might have been a freeze frame from a macabre dance of death. The 12 men, 3 corporals and 9 privates, were sprawled about in various positions in the barracks room. They were fully dressed. One man was half on, half off a cot. 3 were piled together, clutching one another in a final embrace. All of them had vomited and bled from the nose and mouth. They had clearly experienced a horrible death. The team of 4 investigators dressed in protective clothing made a thorough search of the premises. Each wore a Wilson AR-1700 full-face gas mask with respirator and in-cheek filters, airtight goggles, a hood, an impermeable butyl rubber suit, 18-gauge rubber gloves and boots. Every inch of skin was covered. The investigators were thankful that the gas masks blocked out the stench of death. They were sweating profusely beneath the suits, for in late October it was still hot in southern Cyprus. James Bond peered through the eyepieces of his gas mask, taking in every detail. 12 soldiers had been killed by an as yet unknown chemical agent, possibly administered through the air ducts. It seemed the only possible explanation. Equally disturbing was the number 3 painted in red on the wall of the room. Beneath the number on the floor was a 6-inch-high alabaster statuette of the ancient Greek god Poseidon. Bond watched the 2 British SAS investigators do their work and then followed them outside into the sun. One investigator, the sole Greek in the team, remained inside to finish making notes and to take photographs. The men removed their gas masks and hoods. The temperature was already 85 degrees. It would have been a good day for a swim. The British sovereign base areas in the Republic of Cyprus cover approximately 3% of the island's land area. The western sovereign base area, which consists of the Episcopi garrison buildings and the Akrotiri RAF airfield, and the eastern sovereign base area, the garrison at Decalia, remained under British jurisdiction when the Treaty of Establishment created the independent Republic of Cyprus in 1960. Prior to that time, Cyprus had been a British crown colony. Bond had been dispatched to Cyprus shortly after midnight and had been shuttled to Akrotiri by a Royal Navy aircraft. He had been met by Captain Sean Tully and taken directly to Episcopi, the area which housed the Sovereign Base Area's administration and the headquarters of the British Forces Cyprus. James Bond always thought the island was a lovely place, with its beautiful beaches, its rolling hills in the north, its near-perfect climate, and its quaint and colourful cities. It was unfortunate that Cyprus had such a turbulent recent history. It was an unnamed British officer who had drawn a line with a green marker across the map in 1963, when tensions between the Greek and Turkish Cypriots culminated in violence. The United Nations moved in shortly thereafter in an attempt to keep the peace along the aptly named Green Line. 11 years later, as a result of an attempted coup by the Greek government and the Turkish invasion of the northern part of the island in reaction to that attempt, the island was divided not just by a symbolic green line, but by a physical and political one. Today, Her Majesty's government, along with the UN, recognises only the government of the Republic of Cyprus, which administers the southern 2/3 of the island. The so-called Turkish Republic of Northern Cyprus, which illegally occupies the northeast 1/3 of the island, is not recognised by any nation other than Turkey. The situation has been a source of tension, mistrust and conflict for over 30 years. The current disaster had struck in a barracks near the Episcopi helicopter landing site. Bond had been joined by 2 SAS forensic identification specialists from London and, at the last minute, by a member of the Greek Secret Service. He was a bit puzzled by the presence of the Greek agent, who was still inside the barracks taking notes. M had advised him that a Greek agent would be